WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life, one mindful moment at a time. Ever feel like you're constantly trying to juggle a million things, chasing some elusive version of perfect? You know that feeling when you're comparing yourself to others, wishing you were more like them? Well, I'm here to tell you, stop that noise. It's time to ditch the pressure and embrace the beautiful mess that is you. Today on the Stoic Mind Gym, we're talking about something super powerful. Accepting both your strengths and weaknesses. Why is this important, right? Because when you truly own who you are, the good, the bad, and the downright goofy, that's when the real magic happens. You unlock a level of confidence, resilience, and self-love that no amount of external validation can match. Think about it. Trying to mask your weaknesses only creates unnecessary stress and anxiety. It's like wearing ill-fitting shoes uncomfortable, awkward, and ultimately hindering your progress. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you on this journey of self-acceptance. First up, acknowledge your strengths. We all have them. Maybe you're a natural problem solver, a creative genius, or simply an awesome friend. Don't downplay these gifts, celebrate them. Write them down, share them with someone you trust, and most importantly, use them to make a positive impact in the world. Next, identify your weaknesses. Yep, those pesky areas where you struggle. But instead of viewing them as failures, consider them opportunities for growth. Think of it like this. If you're always aiming to be perfect, you'll never learn and evolve. Embrace those challenges, seek out support when you need it, and remember, progress takes time. Here's a game changer. Stop comparing yourself to others. Seriously. It's a recipe for unhappiness and discouragement. Remember, everyone is on their own unique journey with different strengths, weaknesses, and timelines. Focus on your own path, celebrate your victories, and learn from your setbacks. You're not in competition with anyone else except maybe yourself. Now, let's talk about self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, even when you make mistakes or stumble along the way. Remember, we all mess up sometimes. Treat yourself with the same understanding and support you would offer a dear friend. Finally, remember that true strength comes from embracing vulnerability. It takes courage to admit your weaknesses and ask for help when you need it. By doing so, you open yourself up to deeper connections, greater learning, and ultimately, a more fulfilling life. Picture this. You had a job interview, feeling nervous and uncertain. You think about that one area where you haven't quite mastered the technical skills needed for the position. Instead of letting fear paralyze you, you take a deep breath, acknowledge your vulnerability, and honestly share your commitment to continuous learning with the interviewer. You focus on your strengths, your communication skills, your problem-solving abilities, and your genuine enthusiasm for the role. You might not get the job, but by being authentic and owning your journey, you've already won something far more valuable. Self-respect and the confidence to keep going. So remember, embracing your true strengths and weaknesses is a continuous process, a journey of self-discovery and growth. It's about celebrating what makes you unique, learning from your imperfections, and ultimately becoming the best version of yourself. This isn't just some theoretical exercise. Folks, this is about living a more authentic, fulfilling life. And trust me, it feels amazing. Remember these key takeaways. Acknowledge your strengths. Identify your weaknesses. Stop comparing yourself to others. Practice self-compassion and embrace vulnerability. Now go out there, own who you are, and make some magic happen. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little reminder of their own awesomeness. And if you found something valuable here, leave a review. It really helps us spread the Stoic love. Until next time, keep those minds sharp and spirits high.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.